Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want your submissions, your best bets for the weekend in football. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network and on Twitch. Type it in the chat, your best bet for the football weekend. So we pre-taped an interview with Aaron Taylor of CBS Sports earlier in the day. I had to do some work for BetMGM, so I cannot be on the interview. Femi, you handled this one solo.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor, it's cool to catch up with him. He also, by the way, he said that he wants you to no longer be a part of these. Those were his words, not my words. But he just wanted me to let you know that publicly there. But always great to catch up with him. Talk Texas Tech, Utah, Auburn, Oklahoma, all the big games this week. And first I asked him, hey, who's the best team through 3 weeks in college football?
I ain't got no idea either, Femi. What you trying to put me on the spot? We don't have any idea. That's the thing, man, is we all had these notions of what we thought would take place through free agency or the portal, whatever we're going to call it, with returning starters, with expectations, with coaches, with history, and all everybody's done is upset the apple cart, per se. So it's really hard to tell. The teams that have looked the best ain't really played nobody. So for me and my money, passing the eyeball test, it looks like it's Ohio State and Oregon. For the most part, we'll get a chance to see how good Penn State is October 27th, next weekend, when those two go head-to-head. But, man, it's I think this weekend is really going to be one of those separation-type Saturdays. Is Nebraska really turned the corner? Is they as good as we thought? Is Michigan ready to be able to pass the torch to somebody else? Or are they going to prove they're still the bully of the Big Ten? Those are going to be some of the games that we're going to see around the country that will kind of give us a better idea of what's what. But I don't know if I remember a year this exciting and this unpredictable as we've had so far through 4 weeks.
And I think that makes it fun for what we do here on this show, talking about it from a betting standpoint and everybody trying to figure this whole puzzle out. And we will get to that Michigan-Nebraska game. That is the CBS game, 3:30 Eastern tomorrow on Saturday. Really fun matchup between Bryce Underwood and Dylan Raiola. But I got to ask you about your school. Notre Dame, one of the big surprises this year, early on this college football season, the Fighting Irish, the runners-up last year, are sitting here 0-2. Now, a lot of prognosticators are saying, hey, Notre Dame would have to run the table if they want a chance to make the CFP. Is this team in 2025 capable of doing that? And do you see them accomplishing their goals and still turning things around, similar to what they did last year after losing to Northern Illinois?
I think it's possible, but it's also possible for me to be 225 pounds. I just don't think it's likely. They've got some issues they got to address on both lines of scrimmage. They got a young quarterback who does some incredibly poised things, but he also makes some mistakes, as we saw with the clap and putting the ball in jeopardy a couple times. But he's got that ick factor, that swag, that moxie. They've got a good running game. I think they'll get some things ironed out, and every Irish fan in the country is really pulling for a USC team that looks to have turned the corner in year three underneath Lincoln Riley. So we need some help. That's the bottom line. We couldn't afford to lose to Texas A&M, both historically or optically. There's never been a team that started out 0-2 that made the college football playoff. Now, with the expanded playoff, it'd be hard to see, but We had two really good tests, and they were quality losses. So we're the leader in the clubhouse there, right? We're the prettiest ex-wife or girl that nobody got asked to marry. But we got some work to do. And that's just one of the things, like before we hopped on air, we were talking about these expectations that we all had from last year, trying to, you know, extrapolate and use the same math we've always used about what we could expect. And Notre Dame's been one of those head scratchers. Now, with that said, those are very close games deep into the fourth quarter. Both of them, we could be sitting here saying they're 2-0 with a clean shot right to the playoff. That's where I thought we'd be. So there's still a lot of football left. I'll say this, Femi. This year feels to me like we're going to have a bunch of really good 9-3 teams at the end, and it's going to set up perfect for the powers that be to expand the playoff, because I think there's going to be some really tough decisions. And the parity that we've seen and appreciate in the NFL has officially entered into college football. And I think it's twofold. I think it's a higher floor, and I think it's also a lower ceiling. The days of the Titans, the days of the Nick Saban dominant runs, and what Kirby Smart we saw do at Georgia, what we saw Clemson do winning two natties in 3 years, Ohio State over the years, those days are gone. I think you've got small windows to be able to make your push, but because there's such a dilution of talent, because there's so many teams that can steal free agents, I think we're going to start to see the parity. And my argument to support that, or one of them anyway, is look how the scoring has gone in the Big Ten against MAC teams in the smaller group of five or six or whatever the hell we're going to call it. The reason those are more blowouts than they've ever been before is because the best players on those teams are now on the teams that they're playing against in these early games in September. So this sport's changing, which makes it both fun and probably expensive for a lot of your viewers.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it a lot interesting, you know? It's like, and I think you put it up there really nicely that it's wide open for these power schools. Maybe the group of five or whatever, they have to kind of take a step back. But for the power schools, it's really wide open. It makes for a fun CFPs, which we're all hoping for coming up this December and January. This is You Better You Bet, Femi Abebefe, Nick Kostos, hanging out with Aaron Taylor, College Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, college football analyst for CBS Sports. Trench Life is a YouTube show with Aaron Taylor and the co-founder of the Joe Moore Award on Twitter at Aaron Taylor CFB. Let's talk about the game that you guys have this Saturday afternoon, Michigan taking on Nebraska. For what we do, the point spread, it's a coin flip. It could go either way. Who do you think wins tomorrow and why?
I picked Michigan in a slight favored situation only because of the physicality. Now, to that end, Nebraska's played a lot more physical. The quarterback is playing outside of his mind, the best football he's ever played. So credit offensive coordinator Dana Holgorsen, who's come to the table and really helped that offense hum. He gets rid of the football quickly. It's a lot of dinking and dunking. The offensive line is a work in progress. I'm working on being positive, so I'll say both those offensive lines, their potential to improve is tremendous. We'll put it that way. So both of those front sevens can pin their ears back and wreak havoc. They both like to move and bring different blitzes. Michigan's more of a blitz off the outside edge, push the pocket. They've got number one and number eight coming off the outside edge, wreaking havoc there. Nebraska likes to move a lot. So that's what Oklahoma did to Michigan, and they really struggled with that. So one of the things I'm interested in looking for is what's the maturation of Bryce Underwood? What did he learn on that trip to Norman that he can apply? It's pretty clear they took the parking brake off of him. He had nine different runs for over 115 plus yards. Seven of those were scrambled, two were design runs. So he's extending plays and making things happen with his legs. So that's going to be a challenge for Nebraska to stop. But Nebraska hadn't given up a passing touchdown yet. They're one of two teams in the country to do that. Indiana's the only other one. So can they throw on the Huskers defense? That's going to be something you're going to have to do. I think the game comes down to turnovers and big plays. Who can pop one? Who can get some linebackers or force a missed tackle where a guy can go 60 to 70 yards? I think that's Michigan's game. They can play small ball. They haven't won or I think had more than 17 points on the road in the last couple years. So they've won playing really good defense, running the football and playing small ball. But with the way Nebraska's scoring, if this becomes a 10-point game and the Huskers get out in front, it's going to be really hard for Michigan to be able to make that up. So it's a $2, you call it, right? You pick them at the end of the night, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But I think for my money, Nebraska's proven that they can win the close game, But can they bully a ranked opponent? It's been a long time since they've been able to do that. I think they're heading in the right direction. We know what year three is from Matt Rhule historically, but I just call it instinct or gut. I picked Michigan to win on the road. It won't be an easy one, though.
Yeah, I think a lot of the bettors kind of like Michigan in this game as well. They're a road favorite at a pretty tough environment. That says a lot about how they respect Bryce Underwood, who we're all very excited about, but we also need to see it in a pretty tough environment. You mentioned Indiana. They're hosting Illinois, and all offseason, we all asked everybody, who could be this year's Indiana, that surprise team that could make the CFP? Oftentimes, the answer was Illinois. Now they face each other. The Illini were Brett Bielema on the road, about a touchdown underdog for the folks that do what we do here. How do you see that game playing out? Is it a close game, or do you think Indiana flexes its muscles and kind of wins by margin against the Illini?
I think Indiana's the best team that nobody's talking about, and I think this year's version would beat last year's version by 3 to 7 points. When I put the tape on and I watch what they do defensively, that is not a front seven that you want to play. And you looked at Illinois with all the returning experience on the lines of scrimmage. You thought that that would be a strength of the team. And by year's end, it may be, but it's not right now. They struggle with some movement. They struggle with protecting the passer. So I think Indiana, from that standpoint, can control the lines of scrimmage. And this offense, man, Fernando Mendoza is wheeling and dealing. His brother comes in and he can pick up some slack too, but this dude is chucking the football. They're throwing to a pretty talented group of wide receivers. They lead the country in rushing. They do an incredible job of forcing tackles for loss and getting after the quarterback. Like, they're a physical football team. What's notable this year to me is that we're not hearing anything about them. Kurt Cignetti has learned his lesson. He shut his damn mouth. I think Indiana is walking quietly and carrying a big-ass stick, and if Illinois is not careful, this one may not be close.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think a lot of respected bettors are on your side with Indiana. Maybe some of the public bettors liking the Illini with all those points, but it might end up being Indiana's day at home in Bloomington. The game I'm most excited about on Saturday, bright and early, Texas Tech and Utah in the Big 12. Like, you talked earlier about this in this segment, like this new era of college football, Texas Tech is waist deep in it with all that they spent on their roster to overhaul it from last year. Utah, perennially just a very, very tough team with what Kyle Whittingham does. Close game is what is expected by the prognosticators. What do you expect tomorrow?
I picked Texas Tech to win this one. They've improved their roster significantly. It's been money well spent down there for the Red Raiders. I picked Utah to win the Big 12. Let me own that. And that was based on knowing for a fact that they would take a step forward. They've got two of the better offensive tackles, maybe the best tandem in the country, going against three of the better interior defensive linemen and Ed Rutgers that Texas Tech has. So to me, that's the position, that's the area of the field, and that's what a lot of NFL scouts are going to be watching, because that may be Utah's toughest out in terms of pass rushing. Can their quarterback push the ball downfield? Can they run the football consistently? You put the tape on last week against Wyoming. It was pretty meh. Easy to understand. You're going on the road. You're also having a look-ahead game to this week for Texas Tech. I would expect, especially at home and the must, the mighty Utah student section to be rocking, and it'd be a really tough environment for Texas Tech. But they run the football well. They throw it. They protect it. They get after you defensively. Utah is a better football team this year than they were a season ago across the board. They're healthier than they were. Let's just start there. But it's not the Utah of old. Even though it's sacrilegious to pick against the Utes at home, I did so, and I'm really interested to see the way that all this talent that seemingly has come together and defied the odds there plays this Saturday early on against Utah.
Aaron, we got a couple minutes left. I do want to have you let us know what you have going on this week with Trench Life. But one last game that I want to get off of you here real quick is Auburn and Oklahoma. In about 35 seconds, who wins that game? SEC matchup. Jackson Arnold going back to Norman. How do you see that playing out?
I think Jackson Arnold's going to try to do too much, which historically has been his Achilles heel, because it's like the girl that broke up with him. He wants to show off. That could be problematic. Auburn's using a lot of misdirection to establish the run game that they've done, and this is one of the better top 10 defenses in the country with Oklahoma. I just think it's going to come down to the line of scrimmage. Auburn's front seven's really good, but John Mateer, if he can protect the football, and I assume that he will despite the injuries with the offensive line, I just like the Sooners at home.
All right, rocking with the Oklahoma Sooners. And finally, why don't you let our audience know what you have going on your YouTube show, Trench Life. We got about 60 seconds left. Like this is really cool what you're up to. So like, let us know what you guys had going on this week and what you wanted to highlight.
Well, basically, man, if you like meatballs or just shaped like one, Trench Life is the show that you've been waiting on that you didn't know you knew. It's basically the flagship show of the Joe Moore Award, right? So we shine a light on the offensive line position and the brotherhood that binds us, but it's through the lens of line play. So I did breakdowns this week of Illinois' offensive line against what they can expect from Indiana's defensive line to show how Indiana brings pressure, only bringing four with either simulated pressure or fire zones, and how effective that is. It's a way to be able to show matchups and highlight what the offensive lines do. But we also had Bill Biedenbo, Oklahoma's offensive line coach, on, and he broke down some game tape where he's rocking it back and forth, showing you the techniques regarding hand placement, finishing blocks, and those sort of things that allowed his unit to win the 2018 Joe Moore Award, but also what they're going to need to do to go against a pretty good, salty Auburn front. So it's all things O-line all the time. So please go to @JoeMooreAward2015. That's our YouTube page. Or just go to the search bar and hit Joe Moore Award. Click on that. You'll see all of our videos and content. Remember, we got to push the pile together, y'all. So if you played O-line, like the O-line, appreciate the O-line, want to learn something about the O-line, please go to our channel, subscribe, share, and smash that like button like it's the last rib on the table.
Absolutely love it. Game is won and lost in the trenches. Aaron, be well. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, Femi.
That was Aaron Taylor joining us on You Better You Bet. By us, I mean Femi. Femi, great job with that interview. I disagree with Aaron on a bunch of his bets.
Ooh, you like Utah. I'm a Texas Tech guy. I think it's money's well spent. Best team in the Big 12 the money can buy.
We will see tomorrow. On the other side, our friend Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer stops by. He'll give us bets for the Premier League weekend, bets in the National Football League, and I'm going to ask Anthony what team he thinks will win the World Series this year. It's all coming up next year on You Better You Bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.